Whoa! It's all malarkey. The whole shit is malarkey. They're the malarkey people. These people are like the you know, they're the real dregs of society. They're so lonely and just looking for something to hurt because their lives are unfulfilled.
What I've noticed is that I got the time, I got the energy, I got the resources, I got the platform, I got the unique history of growing up in 5% communities, building and destroying on the street. When I'm not engaging on them, they are attacking and going after people who are weaker, people who don't have the resources. And so
they can just get off of Twitter. You, these people don't have access if they're not on Twitter. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? You can't attack me in some place that I'm not at.
That's a good point.
How you gonna attack me if I'm not there? I'm not on fucking Twitter for you to attack me. You can't attack me because I'm not there.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
You can't hit what you can't see.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
But let me ask, is it the equivalent of a wine taster who, like, you're supposed
to... Damn, that was bougie.
You know, because Kweli is a racism sommelier. Mm. This is from Alabama.
Censoring the president, right? Like, it's such a...
So they're inconsistent with that, and I'm the resident expert.
What I'm saying is, how dependent are we on these platforms to communicate effectively as human beings? Will we still be able to communicate effectively and learn things via technology and share information with these platforms or without them?
I agree with what I've seen. I'm someone who's been locked on Twitter, and I've been suspended on Twitter, and I was suspended, I felt like, for wrong reasons. I got in touch with them and they reversed my suspension. I don't think they've ever done that for anybody else.
Twitter is like a club that Kweli goes to and gets shot every week and they keep going back.
He's like, you motherfuckers can't kill me. Why is that?
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community
network. Actually, we're changing that. We're the Melanin Community Resource Hub.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So thank now you. It's going to OFCRBH.
Man, Trish, why? In Jesus' name.
You turned off my mic and me and Kai's mic so we couldn't sing it. I'm just telling you. I know I saw you.
So we're the Melanin Community Resource Hub. Nice. Think of us first for all your community and business needs.
Love
you
it.
Guys like that? That's a new slogan.
I like that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Thanks. You know, just to the point. So what you guys were just listening to is a little excerpt from Midnight Miracle.
Ooh, talk about it. What is that? If people don't know.
For those who do not know, okay, so we have Dave Chappelle,
mm-hmm.
okay. Yasin Bey, formerly Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm. No, Yasin Bey is Mos Def.
Yeah, sure. And Talib Kweli.
All right.
And it's a podcast, guys.
Wow.
It is Fire. So good.
For sure.
Like, it is so good. Like, I don't know. It's where I have shares in this thing. But I definitely want, I encourage everybody to, if you haven't, just try to give it a listen. Like, you can listen to one of the episodes free on the platform. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other ones. I think for those who might not have the means right now, things are tight.
How much did it cost?
It was like, well, I don't know. I bought it for the year. So $30
what
for the year.
What platform is it on?
Luminous. Luma, hold on. What
probably
is it?
Black. Oh, no.
I'm hoping so. You know, like, I'm assuming so. Okay. I didn't get a chance. Luminary.
Dave Chappelle should have been having a podcast.
Long time.
I
guys.
Hear this man weekly.
Yeah, thank you.
Trust me.
You
know, like, we used to watch his show weekly.
Yo, no, but
remember
but,
how we used to watch that weekly?
But I have to say, actually, one of the episodes, what they did is it's like you're listening to a show. They made it where it's like you're it's like a live studio audience.
Really? Oh, I gotta listen to one.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's really what it is.
So you can't get it on Spotify and all these other
no.
platforms.
Luminary.
So yeah, they just nailed it down to one platform, sure. which you have to pay for. That's really
that's it.
Good.
I love it.
I think that's dope.
It's affordable. So
it really is.
And worth the listen, right?
Thank you.
It's like, yeah.
Well worth the listen. I had a ball. Like, my wife and I are cracking up. So I just want to encourage everybody. And if I can, I'll try to figure out how we can have little listening sessions to listen to some of the clips and discuss them. Because really, they drop some heavy, heavy knowledge.
Nice.
And actually, one of the nuggets I wanted to give you guys was... they harp a lot on the secret to happiness is us just being good to each other.
Absolutely. Simplest
period.
Thing.
Simple. Super things? Simple. And they're like, you know, like, if you look what society's doing, dividing us and creating all these things, everything. But if you break it down to the basic, if we consciously make an effort to just be good to each other,
right.
like so if we have a business deal, be transparent, be honest. Like if I know I'm coming out with 80 and you're coming out with 20, that sucks. That's not, I'm not looking out for you properly. Right.
Sure.
So, but if we function in a way where we're genuinely, look, I want to make sure you eat just as much as I eat.
Of
so
course.
Let's just make sure life would be completely different.
I agree with
and
you.
I was like, guys, even, I love it.
Actually, that goes like along the line of what I believe in. And that's what we say, like the comedy show that we do. Is we're healing our community one joke at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So
love
that's basically
this.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just having fun.
You know, and I'm glad you hear Big Wilkins, and that's a good segue. Because we have some awesome things. So, as you guys know, so we have the comedy show coming up. It's June 19th.
Father's Day weekend on a Saturday.
So that's,
Where is it?
It's actually online on my website, bigwill.ca.
Nice.
Even though the city's open,
okay.
I don't think it's safe or responsible to have 500 people in one hall.
Spot. Nice.
So we're doing it in the comfort of your home. And it's a $12 ticket. So basically, the best date you could have for $12.
For sure.
And basically, you watch it from the comfort of your home.
So instead of Netflix and chill, we're Big Willian and chilling.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Big Will and chill.
I'm a Big Will and chill.
For
on
sure.
19.
Actually, that's your brand there. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. Empower is only gems.
Big Will and chill.
No. But that's the thing. I know that Thierry don't play when it comes to business. And the first thing he said when he came here, he said, hey, what I'm doing is non-profit to help, but I'm not non-profit.
Hey.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Make sure, like, you know, like, black-owned does not mean cheap.
Or free. Or discounted.
Exactly. So we're going with all that, and I love this. And actually, today I'm promoting, obviously, the comedy show, and we have giveaways that
nice.
We have from Subtle Savage. We have a beautiful bottle of Moscato.
Beautiful.
Basically, people on my Instagram are able to see the picture, and people online or live could actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have like a care package, which is pastries and muffins from Quiche Delice.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are actually black-owned by young men.
Yes.
So not only is it black-owned, but it is women going all out there. So make sure to support. Everything's on my, Instagram for people who have not logged on. It's BigWill514. It's tagged on that. And right now we're on Empower Hour radio show. and we're making sure that everything's okay. And we have, if you basically go on their Instagram, go on Facebook or whatever it is, you could see the draw, the giveaway.
Nice. We're doing it live. We're going to do it live.
We're
going to
do it right now? Yeah,
we're going to do it right now.
So I'm going to be picking names, two names?
Exactly. So just so people understand exactly what we do, about 2 weeks ago, every single mother who had actually bought tickets, we went around, drove around and actually delivered Haitian patties.
Oh wow, congrats, all the footage
on the Instagram, so we've
good
been doing
you.
That
next week
we're coming back and we're actually giving away a $100 Visa card gift card that we're going to be giving live on the radio show. So make sure you follow Empower Hour and make sure you follow Big Will 514 or go directly to our website, bigwill.ca. So we keep giving stuff away. So Miss Trish, you're going to draw.
I am going to draw.
So what are we giving first? Hold on.
Let's give the wine first.
How do people participate?
The moment you buy a ticket, your name goes
into the draw. Yeah.
I love it.
All right, everybody listening and watching, I'm going to pull the first name. I'm not looking. I ain't cheated. I don't think I know anybody up in here anyway. Okay. I might. All right. You guys ready?
She said I might.
Oh, boy.
You look like a white teacher in high school. About to read a name saying, oh, boy, I can't pronounce this.
I can't pronounce it because I don't like to butcher people's name because people do it to me. But the name is Westfali Charles.
Westfali Charles.
That's the person who won the wine.
Yeah. Shout out to Westfali.
Dukaya, yeah. I was going to give it to you.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So she won.
But you really look like a white Caucasian teacher. Really.
I could never look white, so you need to take back that statement.
So the first winner is Westfali
Charles. Kaya,
why is Kaya cheating? Why is
Kaya's
looking at the name saying... Pick this
one. Okay, I'm picking the second name. Kaya, I love you so much, honey.
I think Trish cheated too.
I didn't look.
She didn't.
I'm going to take my name back out the box.
Oh, I know who this person is. But anyway, the person who won the cupcakes is Cheyenne Geddes Riley.
Woo! Who has the wine?
Yes!
The lady who gave the wine away, get the cupcakes. Take her name out.
Wow.
She actually bought multiple passes
you
to
see?
Give.
Yeah,
to
that's different.
That.
So that's good. She gave something, she got something. Congratulations, Cheyenne. That's what's up.
And that's how you support. So, hold on 1 second, guys. We have a caller that came in.
Ooh, yeah, that's
hello,
awesome.
Hold on. Mic check. Mic check. Can you hear me? The backspin, are you there? Nope. Hello.
It's not going through.
Wait, hold on. Wait, did I turn up the right mic? Yes, I did. Hello? Le Back Twin, Samantha? I think we're hearing him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not. Are you hearing us? Testing, testing. Mikeski's boss.
Videotron doesn't want us to do
that. I know, right? Hold on, let me see.
While we're waiting for the call to connect, Big Will, how long you been in business for?
Basically, comedy shows. I've been doing that for about 10 years, but event planning and parties, it's been a little over 20 years.
So that's a good segue to, are you registered or incorporated?
I'm registered.
So you could apply for the
of
money.
Course.
Okay, I really hope I see your project.
Actually, no, you're going to be receiving a lot of stuff.
Oh,
so since COVID hit, we've started also a nurses aid, a PAB company, which is called Distinction. So we're actually giving people
go
jobs.
On.
And I've also partnered with Coalition Studios in LaSalle. So we have a photo studio and everything. So, yeah, so actually, that's why I was asking the question and everything, because I could see a lot of things. And even my nephew just graduated from McGill, and he started his own business.
Let's go.
And everything. So,
get that money. It's your money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's test this again. LeBaxman, can we hear you? Are you hearing us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hey. Welcome.
Wagwan, Bobcon.
Welcome to the Empower Hour.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Yes, welcome. Yes. Thank you for calling in. So what is your question for Mr. Lindor?
Yes, Mr. Lindor, salutations. So the question is that I did register this week, and I noticed that the steps when you apply, I mean, it doesn't go further. The process doesn't end. It just stays at one spot, at one step.
Which
one
step?
Point.
Which step are you at, King?
It's like step number one. It's like it's asking for a logo, and then it just says skip or continue. But then when I press continue, it just doesn't go any further. And then when I press skip, yeah, that does the same thing. So that's pretty much the issue I had with the
watch this. You're gonna see how simple this is. Because like I said, like I don't have the updates now, but we must be at close to 6,500 people that in 72 hours, less than 72 hours that applied. When you get to the steps where you're uploading stuff, sometimes, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to say that your equipment or your browser might not be up to date, but it's as easy as you logging out, logging back in, and if this doesn't work, what you want to do is a hard reset of your browser and preferably use Chrome. Because Chrome is one of the only browser that actually is always, every millisecond is updating itself to stay up to par. So Google Chrome is your best bet right now. What you seem to be describing is troubleshooting that our tech team has noticed, but it's about 20 people, 30 people on 6,500. So don't worry, your process is still saved. Just log out, log back in, because what you're describing we've heard of before. It was a troubleshoot that we've identified. So if you're at the point where you're uploading your logo, uploading your business plan and financial statements, you just want to log out, log back in, hard reset, which means close all your browser and tabs and make sure you just refresh and you should be good to go, my friend.
Okay, so I'll definitely try that, definitely. I do have Chrome, so that's blessed.
But don't worry about it. There's no deadline. There's no deadline. So also don't worry about it. Like, we're not going to run out of money, and you sound like you're pretty serious with your business. So take your time. You're not losing because you're registering later. Beyond Chrome, just do a hard reset, worst case, and you should be fine.
And brother,
yes, that's correct.
Brother Batman, did you want to share a little bit about your business idea that you're working on? Like, but I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know if you're
confidential.
I don't know if it's ready to put out. I know you and I spoke a little bit off air. I think it's an awesome project, but to come to ver, I don't know if you're ready to share it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I can fill in just real quick. You know, suddenly, it's about a market, a limitation food market, but the concept is having products that is mainly Caribbean and African, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And since, you know, I'm looking for my license of importation and exportation, we have a land in the motherland, so we're growing food.
Where in the motherland? To make it big.
What is it?
Where in the motherland?
Well, for my motherland is Haiti.
Okay.
But,
so where in Haiti?
We're in Haiti, in the mountains, in the north of the country. Mm-hmm. It's called Lambe. So in Lambe, we have land.
Awesome.
Also possible land in Jacmel. So this is Haiti, but also have contacts in Africa.
Good.
So,
So in the food industry, you're getting in the food industry and making sure that it's black-owned, for black, by black, and also more importantly, the produce are all going to be from. This is an empowering kind of project. Is this an up and running business, or it's an up and is it an existing business or up and coming business?
It's actually we're buying the spot that is already existing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're buying an existing store, supermarket, and then you're going to convert it into your project.
Exactly.
Amazing.
I mean, it's
amazing.
Just a matter of switching papers and getting the key.
Good job. I like that. So c'est du reprenariat. It's what they call the reprenariat. So that's awesome. And to a certain extent, where's the location? I'm curious.
Montreal Nord.
Yes.
Good. Very good.
That's what we need.
You're going to get my support. I promise you that much. So it sounds like an amazing project. Is your business plan up and running? People, while we're on the subject, your business plan has to be good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to make a business, it's good?
Actually, if you can make a business plan, hit me up.
We'll make it crystal. You know, that's the idea.
Okay, so your business plan's up. Because right now what I'm seeing is a lot of folks in the community, they think they are making good business plans, but
So in that event, if you don't know, how can they crystal clear his business plan?
Correct.
I could go for it. Well, I could definitely assist you as well. Like that's actually what a graduate at Vanier and Concordia and everything.
Because I'm sure that to make the business plan, I mean, of course, because with my brothers we have one, but we'll definitely have people or you guys know to look it up and make it sharper.
Correct. I mean, so that was my next point. So in the next week or two, we're going to be hosting webinars on how to make your own
beautiful
business, right?
Amen.
And in That's the good. Next, I'd say, okay. 3 months, you will be having access as a privileged member of FACE, the Federation of African Canadian Economics. There's going to be a tool, an online tool, literally a walkthrough. Mm. A baby could be making a business plan once we're done with this. So in the meantime, don't rush, because I see a lot of people rushing to register, to send out the your process, and the people looking at your file. You're going to be delayed if your business plan is not up to par. And business plan does not mean numbers only. Mm. People think I'm just going to put an Excel sheet together. My accountant did this, and this is my... That's not a business plan. Mm. And the beauty of doing a proper business plan, for those listening, is you get to know your business.
Right.
You get to revisit your business. If you have an existing business, it's a good way to put yourself up to date. If you don't have an existing business, it's a good way to narrow down your vision and to make it executable for anybody coming on board with you on this mission to produce black wealth. So... it sounds like you're good to go. You're buying a business or a building, King? Hello?
Well, yes, I'm here.
Buying the business of the supermarket that you're getting into, or you're buying the building of the supermarket where the building is?
Not buying the building yet.
Yet? I like that.
I have further plans. I have further plans. But the thing is, I'm not rushing.
Yeah.
It's only that the former worker at the place is ready to go, because you know he's old and everything, and you know he just can't take it anymore.
Good.
So he's ready just to give me the keys. So that's pretty much it. I'm not rushing. There's no rush, but it's ready.
Good. I love that.
Good. And take your time. Start slow. Start micro, go macro.
Amen.
I love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
LeBac Pinto, have we been able to answer all your questions?
Yeah, so far, man, that's great. So, you know, I'm just going to check out my my cookies and reboot if I have to log in, log out, and I'll figure it out. No problem. Just wanted to make sure that there were no problems.
And worst case, hit me up on Instagram. I'll personally make sure that you walk through the process myself.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Brother Chiyogi, and thank you, LeBac, for calling in.
I have an extra question. Given that, you know, he had a problem going through, who do people contact if they are having that problem? You know what I'm saying?
So right now the hotline is obviously ready to go.
Right.
And we just built in an AI-powered, basically, support system. So there's a customer service. If you go on the website right now, you're going to see that you're able to engage with an artificially intelligent platform called Bobby. Bobby stands for, people think it's a man. No, Bobby's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's a queen. Bobby stands for Black Owned Business Interface.
Mm-hmm.
And she's our Siri, our very own Siri.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Bobby's sharp. So you could go up there if you're having any trouble or problems.
Let me see.
You should be able to.
And that's facecoalition.com for our listeners.
Yeah.
So as we have Big Will here, can we plug the event one more time, Big Will, as we plug the event?
Vous avez un appel entrant. Appuyez.
We got another call.
That's another call. I just jumped in.
Love it.
Hey.
Hello. Thanks for calling the Empower Hour. Bonjour. Hello. Oh, let me turn the mic back up.
Someone is there, though.
I think. Hello. Vous m'entendez? We always hear them. Hello. Vous m'entendez?
Someone's there.
Hello.
Oui.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Comment
bonjour,
ça va?
Bonjour.
Merci. Oui, très bien, merci.
Good. Merci d'avoir appelé the Empower Hour. Oui, on vous entend. Thank you for calling the Empower Hour. Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Okay. Bonjour.
Fait qu'on parle à qui?
On parle à Mouchagaloussa.
Mouchagaloussa. Guy, ça va, Guy?
Oui, très bien, merci.
L'espace Mouchagaloussa sur Ontario.
Oui, c'est bien ça, oui.
Voilà, un patron.
Mm-hmm. Good. Merci. Bon, merci. Vous êtes bienvenue. Et c'est quoi votre question pour aujourd'hui?
Mais
c'est ça.
Ma question pour aujourd'hui, c'est que le programme FACE, est-ce que ça concerne toutes les entreprises de la communauté?
Toutes. Si vous êtes incorporé, enregistré, c'est pour vous.
Oui, je suis incorporé déjà depuis 2014.
Ben, c'est définitivement pour vous.
Hmm.
Ok. Bon, nous, on est vraiment dans le domaine de la culture.
Nous, il n'y a pas de discrimination, M. Mouchagaloussa. Nous, on ne discrimine pas créatif, DJ, culture, artiste. Nous, si vous êtes incorporé, enregistré, vous pouvez aller de 10 000 à 250 000 si les chiffres ont du sens et si votre plan d'affaires a fait du sens.
OK, OK. Et c'est quoi, bon, les conseils qu'on peut donner, disons, pour avoir le maximum, disons, de chances d'obtenir le financement au niveau du plan d'affaires?
C'est ça. Donc, au niveau du plan d'affaires, présentement, moi, je dirais que c'est le classique. Il faut aller avec un executive summary. Il faut aller avec le classique de problème-solution, identification des problèmes-solutions. Notre target market. Quel est notre target market? La stratégie de vente, la stratégie de marketing. Les classiques d'un plan d'affaires, mais vraiment bien, bien, bien détaillés. Et par la suite, dès qu'on arrive à on passe toutes ces étapes-là, il faut aller avec nos compétiteurs. Moi, je déteste parler à des entrepreneurs noirs et tu leur dis, c'est qui tes compétiteurs? Et ils me disent, j'en ai pas. Et là, je me dis, ah ouais, ben toi d'abord, t'es... si Google a des compétiteurs, tu ne peux pas, toi, ne pas avoir de compétiteurs. Mm-hmm. Mon idée est révolutionnaire. Tout le monde a une idée révolutionnaire. Donc, lorsque quelqu'un me dit, je n'ai pas de compétition, moi, ce que ça me dit, c'est que cette personne-là ne connaît même pas sa propre business et ne connaît pas son marché. Donc, il faut faire un analyse, un SWOT analysis. Il faut regarder sa compétition. Mm-hmm. Et il faut arriver avec des états financiers ou des projections financières qui sont non seulement belles, parce que nous, c'est ce qu'on fait dans nos communautés. On veut avoir des beaux états financiers, des belles projections. Mais est-ce qu'elles sont réalistes? Moi, je préfère avoir année 1, on perd de l'argent. Année 2, on en fait un peu. Année 3, on prend de la croissance. Que de année 1, je fais 1 million. Année 2, je fais...
Come on. 2 millions. No, oui. And sorry, I have to say, because you're dropping some gems right now for our English listeners.
Yeah, I said it in French. Yeah,
can we do a little translation?
So in your business plan, what you want to do and a model you want to definitely follow is obviously have an executive summary, which is a summary of your entire thing. Why? Because I'll tell you straight up. A lot of analysts and a lot of VCs, when you go apply for money, when you're raising funds, they'll look at the executive summary and they're going to jump right through the numbers. Mm-hmm. If the numbers make sense, then they're going to dive into the rest. Mm-hmm. So your executive summary should be on point. The first thing off the gate should be the problem you're solving. It should always be that. The problem, what problem are you solving, right? The second part should be, what is the solution to the problem, right? Because a lot of people say, well, Terry, I'm not sure. You know what? The third part is marketing. What's your marketing plan? Mm-hmm. In the marketing, there's the word market. You can't have a marketing strategy if there's no market for what you have to offer.
Right.
So you have the market, then you have the competitor. What is your competitive edge, right? Then you want to look at your SWOT analysis, which is ultimately, go on the internet and talk. I don't have time to break it down now, but it's SWOT analysis. Mm-hmm. You have to have that in your business plan in the best of world. And then slowly but surely, you're going to get to the nitty-gritty of the numbers. If you have these, you should be good to go with a solid a rundown of what I just explained.
Wow.
Okay. Une dernière petite question, Thierry. Est-ce que dans la communauté, il y a des entreprises ou des personnes qui peuvent nous accompagner? Parce que moi, j'ai mon plan d'affaires 100%. Qui est fini, mais j'aurais bien le revoir avec un spécialiste 100%. Ou un, 100%. Quelqu'un qui va nous aider à maximiser les chances.
So, il y a Big Will qui est avec nous aujourd'hui, qui a étudié dans le domaine. Je sais que dans la communauté francophone aussi. Big Will, tu parles français aussi?
Oui, je suis 100% francophone.
Ah, génial. So Big Will is the LeBron James of French and English in Black Canada. So you got Big Will. You also have Greg Excellent.
Yep.
I used to do it a lot. To be frank with you, I can't. It would be weird and conflict of interest. But also, I don't have the time, even if I wanted to. But I would say Big Will, Greg Excellent are my best bet. I'm sure there's tons of Black queens. I don't know them personally, but I'm sure there's tons. Anybody that's ever started a business, run a business, it doesn't matter failed or not failed. What I'm saying is if they have extensive business knowledge, chances are also if they went to school in business administration, they have gone through the process of doing this. So I would say these are available. But let's also talk about this. FACE Coalition, that is the purpose. Once you apply, quand on applique, Guy, à partir du moment où on applique, once we apply, you're going to be taken in charge by what we call an ELO. ELO stands for Entrepreneurship Loan Officer. Cette personne-là, her job, voilà, is to take your file. If they see any problems with it, their job is to leave no Black entrepreneurs behind. Mm. Nice. We tell everybody this. You're either going to get accepted for the loan or you're going to be put on a pathway to acceptance for a loan.
Oh, wow.
We are not. What?
That's amazing.
When we said this, people were like, yeah, you can't. No. You're not going to tell us how to run this. Mm-hmm. So okay. We've been left behind by this financial, literally, segregation for 400 years in Canada. L'objectif, Guy, c'est de dire, quand Guy rentre avec son projet Mushagalusa, Guy est un pionnier et un pilier de la, you're a pillar in this Black Canada, Black Quebec. You're downtown Montreal. We cannot let you die. We got to take you from surviving to thriving. Mm-hmm. So, lorsque ton plan, si ton plan ne fait pas la job, Guy, je te promets, this is our job. The ELOs are going to help you try to break down where you are at and how you can get better. And if this still doesn't work, tu as le choix d'aller, on va te référer vers Groupe 37 gratuitement. Or CDNBCA if you're more anglophone. And inside there, you're going to have business experts able to walk you through. And in the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to have, these experts are going to have automated software. Bobby is going to give you the...
My business plan is already ready.
Oui, c'est ça. Mais ce que je veux dire, Guy, c'est que si pour X raisons, je vais donner un exemple. Tu soumets, état financier, check, ça passe. Code de crédit, check, ça passe. Ah, business plan, ça c'est bon, ça c'est bon, mais là... Le système va dire, il y a peut-être un problème avec le SWOT analysis. Ou il y a peut-être un problème avec le détail in the sales plan or in the marketing plan. What Bobby's going to do is refer you to an expert. And if that expert, the ELO, is not able to help you, that's an individual person, they refer you to an entity, a business incubator like Groupe 3737 or CDNBCA that is reviving their own incubator. And inside that incubator, c'est ce que je te dis, Guy, c'est qu'ils vont avoir un logiciel. Bobby is going to have an extension of itself where a child, un enfant, peut faire le truc. It's going to be click, plug and play, like Canva, right? You don't have to be a designer to go on Canva and do a nice poster,
absolutely.
Right? Ça va être le même processus, ça va être un click and play avec des exemples, des vidéos pour que ton business plan soit... Guys like Big Will are going to be able to pop 100 business plan a day.
I don't know about 100
yeah.
a day.
Oh,
non, mais, là, mais tu dois... mais Guy, il y a deux choses qui peuvent t'aider. Non seulement moi,
non,
de mon
parce
côté...
que le problème qu'on a, c'est qu'on a tout monté, mais le problème, ça a toujours été le financement. Parce que pendant 5 ans, j'ai financé cette entreprise-là tout seul. Alors, si on peut avoir du financement additionnel, ça va vraiment...
On est là, on est là. Guy, these times are gone. the four big problems for Black entrepreneur and any entrepreneur is access to information, procedures, access to capital, access to network, and access to mentorship. Nous, on s'engage à régler au moins 3 de ces 4 problèmes-là. Access to information first, access to money, and then access to network. And the access to mentorship, once we deconfine, because you could do mentorship on the... Yeah, but once we deconfine, we're going to have monthly business incubating, accelerating classes. Mon cher Guy, après que tu as reçu l'argent, if you don't 10x that money, my name is not Thierry Lindor.
Non, et une autre chose qui pourrait vraiment...
Non, mais écoute, je suis vraiment prêt au combat. Là. Ça fait plusieurs années qu'on travaille déjà sur ce projet-là qui est viable et qui est là depuis...
Mais on va aller au combat ensemble. Face va aller au combat avec toi. We're going to go to war with you, my friend.
Ah, ok, merci beaucoup. Là. J'apprécie
c'est bon,
beaucoup.
Patron.
J'apprécie aussi toutes les réponses que tu m'as données. Ça me stimule déjà. Je commence la journée avec beaucoup, beaucoup d'énergie grâce à cette belle conversation. Là.
Génial, Guy.
Mais aussi, monsieur Guy, juste pour pouvoir vous aider, il y a une organisation qui s'appelle OFC.
Oh, yeah.
OFC, je vais vous dire. OFC m'a vraiment aidé. À mes débuts, j'ai eu un business coach avec OFC.
Je vous entends très mal, là, la personne qui parle.
Est-ce que tu m'entends mieux maintenant?
Mm-hmm. Better.
Tu m'entends mieux, monsieur Guy?
Oh, you
know. Pas bien, là. Je vous entends comme très loin, là.
OK. Et maintenant, est-ce que c'est mieux maintenant?
Oui, ça, c'est mieux, beaucoup mieux.
OK, parfait. Donc, pour vous donner une idée, donc moi, il y a une organisation qui m'a vraiment aidé. Cette organisation s'appelle OFC, One Full Circle.
Oui.
Et le business coach...
Que je connais bien.
Exactement. Donc, le business coach de OFC, il m'a vraiment aidé. Et là-dessus, ça m'a permis vraiment de catapulter mon entreprise. Donc, il y a plusieurs organisations qui peuvent vous aider. Et je suis déjà venu dans votre salle pour les spectacles d'humour avec votre ami Dolino et tout. Donc, je suis déjà venu. Je sais que votre place, il est...
Oui. Il revient samedi prochain, d'ailleurs.
Exactement. Je viens souvent donc, pour les spectacles d'humour parce que je suis dans le domaine de spectacles d'humour, moi aussi. Donc, c'est sûr et certain que ce que vous faites est vraiment digne et est vraiment, vous êtes éligible pour ce que M. Thierry ici il vous offre. Donc, c'est sûr et certain ce que vous avez et vous qualifier. Donc c'est sûr et certain, il faut seulement que la paperasse et la documentation fassent du sens. Et
il faut plonger, il faut sauter.
I love this. Guy, I'm so happy.
En tout cas, donc, dès aujourd'hui, je vais déjà prendre contact avec la personne qui peut réviser nos plans d'affaires parce qu'on les a commencé à les travailler déjà là, depuis l'année dernière, donc quasiment prêt.
C'est bon.
C'est formidable. Guy, encore, merci. Thank you for calling the Empower Hour. We're glad to be able to create this platform so you could get all your questions answered. Merci encore. Merci encore. And we're here to support you, Guy. So continue doing what you're doing.
En tout cas, j'aime ma communauté. Là. I love my people. Et je suis vraiment content d'échanger avec vous. Là. Yes, on dit rendez-vous au sommet.
Thank you. See you at the top, my brother. Stay well. Peace.
Bless.
Okay, merci bien.
Do we have another caller?
This is so awesome.
It's very cool.
Okay. Well, we can continue. No, because it jumps in and it says, you have a caller.
Okay, so it would be Kaya.
Yes.
Segment next. Kaya, what are we playing for you today, love?
Dang. I hate to be biased because I want to hear Toby Nigwe again, but I think that we should go with I think we should go with Toby Nigwe Eat.
Oh. What is that stuff? What is he eating?
I eat beats. Watch me dine in.
Oh my gosh. Did you refollow him,
no,
Kaya?
No, girl. I did not refollow him. What? I don't need that karma.
She unfollowed him.
I eat beats. Watch me dining, shining. I illuminate the rooms that I'm in. Timing. Loki ain't more crucial than alignment. That's why the flow is intertwined with both and I'm defiling. Every beat I'm on, even though I know it's wrong. To treat rappers like a napkin after I pissed on commodes. Then I wipe us on the toilet, can't decipher if you know. Then my life is tied to giving hoodlums life despite the holes. That their sights are fixed upon and give them pipe out of control. But the plight we're about in has almost wiped our frontal lobe of our heritage. Rare kids like me who grew up savage, they got embarrassed when they went to their partner crib and seen their mattress had a bed frame. Shout out to those who told me Toby was a pet name. Toby Chuku Dubem Wikwe is my correct name. Praise God for follies of my colleagues that embody everything I overcame, blowing that ganji to suppress pain. Oh, but I was weak though, so on occasion purple haze would keep me warmer than a peacoat. Debo, shouldn't be what you portray when you placebo. But now my flow to cheat code, every bar is worth a kilo, oh. Every bar is worth a kilo, oh. Every bar is worth a kilo, oh. Toby Chuku Dubem Wikwe is my correct name.
Yeah, yeah, look, hit the ground running like a halfback. Okay. Mad black, P365 in my NASA.
Okay.
Blast that, all who tried to harm me, I don't scratch that.
Okay.
I dropped two kids and I still snap back. Yeah. Had to have these girls don't think my pen dead.
Yeah.
Hard to sleep on me like a twin bed.
Yeah.
Was broke, now I ball like a skinhead.
Yeah.
You only get one shot, that's what Slim said.
Yeah.
Anything that gave way to poverty.
Yeah.
You could tell I move a sovereignty, obviously. I'm an anomaly. Every ball I speak to novelty.
Yeah.
We don't ride the way we created.
Yeah.
This how we made it to Beyonce playlist.
Yeah.
Toby used to have some open cases.
Yeah.
But now we got a crib with open spaces.
Yeah.
And I got a crib with open faces. Fuck on basic. Been influenced by the city with the spacious. Never going back to the gracious.
With the flow, doing grind game. Walk through the bubble, quaggy on your head is what my mom say.
Yeah.
Gorilla on the beat, I go Harambe.
Yeah.
Stacey Adams head to toe on my prime day.
Yeah.
Two kids, light wilder than Deontay.
Yeah.
Before I down, trying to get a verse from Andre.
Yeah.
Coach Bombay, I done been with Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
But my baby mama swan, Aphrodite Ducks.
Yeah.
If it's an issue, pack a pistol, keep it tightly tucked.
Yeah.
Cause they'll try to early dismiss you on your nightly run.
Yeah.
Either way, it's tragedy.
Yeah.
Please don't try to take my life. That's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
On my soul, ain't no hoe in my anatomy.
Yeah.
And I put that on everything like Tony Sasser
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right now. So, you guys, we want to just send out so much love this morning from the Empower Hour because today is a great day. There's a lot of stuff going on in hip hop and entertainment news right now. And I'm just going to start at the top because you guys know that I love Basketball Wives. I love my reality TV shows. I love them. So last year on Basketball Wives, one of the shows that was, I think it's co-produced by Shawnee O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. She has a particular liking and a best friend who is takes a particular liking to Evelyn Lozada, who is also her best friend. Mm-hmm. And on the show, it has been said over many, many years that Evelyn Lozada has gotten away with a lot of stuff. We also know that Evelyn Lozada is the ex-wife of or ex-girlfriend of Chad Ochocinco. And she became infamous because she got headbutted by him, apparently.
That's a deep dive. So, last year, in real life.
Don't get me started.
Anyway, he's married now.
She's a mess too. So
they're both a mess.
Let's just say for the record. But so last year on Basketball Wives, they had incorporated a young Nigerian girl by the name of OG to the show. And she stirred up a lot on the show by saying that the girls on the show were colorists, even the dark-skinned girls on the show, because they had more European-type features. Now, I watched the season myself, and I, too, felt like there was a lot of things that went on that just were not fair in her favor. I don't particularly have a liking to OG, but I like the fact that her character came on and exposed a lot of the bad things that had been happening, and it should have been like that. So, in all of the years that Evelyn Lozada has been on the show, I've seen her throw glasses and cut people's faces. I've seen her do all kinds of stuff and always was allowed to come back to the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's one of the nemesis to everyone on the show. And she's pretty much like Shawnee's bulldog.
Right.
Well, in recent events with her being called a colorist, because after she had a fight with OG on the show, she went on her Instagram and posted a story that said, "One monkey don't stop no show." And so with that, this is where everyone started to get exposed on the show. And behind this, she is now not returning to the show.
Wow. Mm.
And I feel like this was kind of like classic, almost like what's her name? The Osborne lady, Sharon Osborne. Yep. I feel like it was kind of one of those situations because she was called out on it and it has been it's been reported so many times that they just feel like she's like, my children are black, but she says the N-word, she does a lot of different stuff, you know, and so she is apparently not going to be returning to Basketball Wives, and I actually just want to give an applaud to that because you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like they probably should have got rid of her a long time ago for all of the stuff that she had done prior to this, and this was just the ice cream, the cherry on the top of the ice cream, so I feel like good riddance, Evelyn.
Bye.
Like, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, sis? In other petty news, you know, we can always count on Jay-Z to give us one. Now, Jay-Z has come back, and, you know, I mentioned that he had done a new song with Nas after the whole Ether debacle.
Ooh, they talk about entrepreneurship.
Ether is still on my phone right now. Like, Ether is on my phone. Sometimes when I'm mad, I put that on. I'm in my car. I'm like, yeah. Yes, gun fingers and everything. I'm like, yes.
So full fingers.
But Jay-Z is making a comeback. So Jay-Z and Swiss Beatz has a song out. And in the song, he says, makes a reference to a Kardashian and being the queen of the come up. So I don't know. Legally, can I play this clip? Can I play a little bit of
I'm pretty sure we can.
If it's on Instagram and Facebook.
Can we? Hold on.
Like, hold on.
We're
going to
put
time.
You in, Kaya.
Hold on. Okay, so you know what? I don't think it's going to work like that. Because okay. I don't want to waste any time.
Okay.
The,
can you say the lyrics?
So what, is, what, he, so says? What he says is...
And you're a creative, so you could probably...
This is the person. So he says, Ode is the living, Coca-Cola sponsor. I run with your boo. Hove is a monster. Yeah. He said, they treat me like that. Every girl wanna be my wifey like that. I'm the king of the moon, the king of the summer. Come be my Kardashian, queen of the come up. To be loved, Shakespearean.
Fire. Now, that shot's fire.
Now...
You made it sound better than him.
I'm
like,
saying
it. Y'all should be a second.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I said, I'd never seen Kanye have a comment, and I didn't see anyone else comment either. They know not to say nothing back to Jay-Z, and he's not lying. And I like the fact that... you know what? I feel like the Kardashians are losing a little bit of that push that they had from doing so much victimizing in the community. You know, they're really not nice. They, you know, they cancel people.
Modern
they do a lot of
plantation owners.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Talk about it, you guys.
And they cancel. They do a lot of stuff like in the black community to go against and block a lot of black talent in the industry. So I just feel like right now, I feel like the door is open and they're kind of exposed right now. And I think it happened due to the whole Jordan Woods thing. Yeah, I think attacking a young girl like that for something that was so minute after them doing so much bad themselves. I just feel like, wow, you know what? The Kardashians, I don't feel bad for y'all. And I just want to tell y'all, this is what time it is. And we can't keep, you know, allowing these people to make victims of us and not strike back. So I just want to say kudos to Jay-Z. Hey.
They've killed more black talent that we don't even know about,
right?
They're like these white plantation owners that used to secretly love and fiend for black bodies. Think about these people. These plantation owners, modern day plantation owners, the Kardashian, I call it Kardashian plantation.
Yes.
How much money have they made off of black culture?
Yeah, that's right.
Like us, off of black, like running black culture.
Well, Twitter has taken to this and actually said that's why they're not answering back, because they know that it was the ultimate come up and they cannot, it can't be denied. Facts. So they have said nothing. Yeah, so this is my last, but I'm so sad that Gina the Great is not here today. But Gina, this is for Gina. I know that you love J. Cole, sis, and you know we were talking about J. Cole going into basketball right around the time they dropped this album, and you know, and he went on to the Nigerian team, the African basketball team, the African basketball team.
How you get kicked out of a Nigerian basketball
team? No, he didn't get kicked out.
Yes, he did.
Well,
they let him save the face.
They said that he left due to the family obligation, but this is the thing. I think that he actually took a step back because he recognized that these spots that these black men were vying for, that these African men were vying for on their own team, they were not able to get. He bought his way in. You know, you didn't get there fairly. So,
I'm gonna tell you my version.
Okay.
I think that when you're that great, you cannot be okay or bad at anything.
Uh-huh.
So it's as if tomorrow Drake said, I'm going to go play basketball, and he sucked and he benched.
Yeah.
It just brings down your value.
Your value. You're
so
right.
I think it's a mix of a lot of things, but I think we're giving too much credit to J. Cole, and I love J. Cole, if we think that he really stepped down because he wanted to let other people that really had talent play.
Yes. Because you paid your way in, so there why you would go. You just step down? You know what? That makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to have to step back on that. So
he's arguably a young
girl
too, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
So can you really go and be mediocre?
No.
You can't. You're J. Cole. So I think it's a smart move that he got. He stepped up. I played professional basketball and I saw the man. The man is, he's good in like at the Y, but he's not that good.
Yeah, so that's my segment. We just wanted to, you know, shed a little light on what's going on in the industry. And thank you. Love and peace, y'all.
This is Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I usually bring coffee and tea, you're right.
Fair.
You should have reminded me.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
There we go. All right, all right. We don't. Okay, cool.
I like that. My double voice. That was awesome. You know, that was amazing. Thank you so much for doing that for me. All right, we're going to have to run fast today because we still have some questions about the loan, and I actually want to get those answered. Yeah. But you guys ever watch Family Feud and watch the Fast Money round, and you're like, I can do this.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. We're doing it today.
Awesome. Yes.
We're doing it. P, I'm starting with you, though.
Okay, great. Right. Let's hit it.
Okay, so you ready? You got 30 seconds. I'm going to ask you 6 questions.
Power Family. All right, let's go.
Let's do
Are
it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
2, 1, go. Name a feature you might find in a car that your mother might want on her baby stroller. Pass? Tell me pass. Name a flavor you'd find in any ice cream shop.
Vanilla.
Okay, good. Name a food that they serve at a circus.
Popcorn.
All right. Name a food you can cook at a campfire.
Popcorn.
No
corn.
Okay, no.
What do you mean? Roast corn?
No, not the first two answers. Okay, name a good gift for a stamp collector.
A binder?
Oh my gosh.
Nope. Name a handsome male cartoon character.
Pippi Le Pew?
Nope. Okay. So the ones that you got wrong was the first one was radio.
Okay.
The second one you said something at a campfire. You said popcorn, but hot dogs or s'mores.
Okay.
And the last one was Superman or Batman.
Wow. Okay.
Thierry, you ready?
All right.
Fast money, fast money. Okay, you ready? I'm going to set you at 30 seconds. 3, 2, 1, and go. Name a job where you may study DNA.
Scientist.
Nice. Name a job where you might have to watch a monitor.
Pass.
All right. Name a kind of boat you couldn't pull a water skier with.
What?
A boat
that you couldn't pull. Hurry up. You got 30 seconds.
Paddle boat.
Okay. Name a kind of donut.
Chocolate donut.
Name a member of the celebrity elite who's famous for no apparent reason.
Which Kardashian.
There you go. And name a night of the week when people stay up later than usual.
Saturday.
Hey, you did good. You did really good. Wow. The only one you didn't get is the rowboat.
That
was good.
All right.
You guys got some top answers. Kaya, you are smart as a whip.
I don't know how well I'm going to do on this, guys, but let's see.
All right, you ready? Hold on. I'm going to give you...
She's holding
Kaya has fans
Kaya
out there.
Kaya is so smart. Yeah. she's so fast.
She's stroking.
Got a bunch of random information in here, but let's go.
3, 2, 1, fast money round. Name a reason you might complain about your paper boy.
My newspaper's always wet.
Name a sea creature that would never fit in your home aquarium.
Ursula ass.
Name a song by Madonna that everybody knows.
Like a virgin.
Yes. Name a specific item an auto parts store sells a lot of.
Tie rods.
Name a specific skill you have to be good at to be a professional basketball player.
Dribbling.
All right. And last one is name a sport that can be played outdoors during the winter.
Hockey.
There you go.
Damn.
There you go. So you did, we got no paper, kind of, sort of. You said it wasn't Ursula, it was a whale. Okay. Like a virgin, you got that oil. Name a specific skill you'd be good at to be a professional basketball player, hitting or throwing. And name a sport that can only be played outdoors in the winter, hockey. You got that.
You got that right.
Let's answer the question. Okay, We're going to do this again next week.
Yeah, and so we have 3 minutes left to the show. So one quick, before I forget, I got to shout out WestCan. They have their recital coming up June 20th. We'll talk about a little more coming up. Will, one more time, plug your event, and then we'll ask these two last questions that we got
Big
in
Will
from
comedy
listeners.
Show, or you could call it Big Will and Chill, June 19th. Basically, it's a $12 ticket, and you get to watch it in the comfort of your home. Contact me 514-434-4426 or directly on the website bigwill.ca.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up with these questions. So somebody who had filled out started to fill out the application on the website, saw some of the questions and was wondering the relevance, like why. Sexuality, why is that important?
Yeah. So that's a great question. None of these will get you qualified or not. The importance of asking these questions. Black Canada has layers to Black Canada.
Okay.
We always say you can't combat what you can't measure. So what does it mean to be a black queer entrepreneur? What are your realities?
Okay.
When we do the intersectionality of this, that's why we're asking you these questions. Another example, how's your mental health? People feel like, hey, if I go to the bank, I'm not going to tell them my mental health is bad. Right,
right, exactly.
But if we ask you these questions, we want to show also that the pandemic has affected us differently.
Okay.
And people tend to answer, no, my mental health is fine, and then say, but I have problems sleeping, I have anxiety, and I, you know. So we're trying to find out all these little micro details of that.
You know what I want to do? Because now we're you answered the question perfectly, and I think that actually even gives context, because some of the questions are relevant. And so understanding that you're asking questions just to get a better idea of the global view of the entrepreneur. I could ask the questions as we get off the radio show for the live. For people who are still following us on Facebook Live, you could listen to the rest of the questions, but we'll close up the show and we'll answer the rest of the questions.
All right, so kings and queens, this is the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.